Okay, we're going to do the Maimer we did already, but it's not a long Maimer, and the other Maimer are longer. In Torah Ar Toldos, page Chof. Okay, so it says, in the Pasuk, when Yaakov took away the brachas from Esav, it says over there that Yitzchok said to him, Re'e Re'ech B'ni, see the smell of my son is like the smell of the field. Rashi says Gan Eden came into, when Yaakov came into Yitzchok to get the bracha, Gan Eden went in with him. So he says, the love and the Yitzchok came in Shu'esov. The question is like this. The famous question everybody asks. Did Yitzchok know it was Esav or didn't he know it was Esav? So the question is, Yitzchok came in Shu'esov. Yitzchok seemingly thought that it was Esav. Ve'echa Yechosha Bein of Kolkach. How is it possible that he thought that Yitzchok, I mean, that Esav is Rei, Rei of Bani, like the smell of Gan Eden?
How did he know what was the Gan Eden smell?
Yitzchok, first of all, before he got married, was 2 years in Gan Eden. He went to Gan Eden for 2 years. Which explains, by the way, the calculation of the years. But secondly, why wasn't he there when his mother died? It says his mother died. And then it's Avram came to mourn. What happened to Yitzchak? Where was Yitzchak? He was in Gan Eden, so he couldn't come. That's when he came. When Rivka met him, he was coming headfirst down from Gan Eden. Okay, anyway.
Can a live person go to Gan Eden?
I don't know. I don't think I was ever there. Also, we need to understand, like Dalt Rebbe says, what did Yitzchak actually think of Esav? What did he think of him? Because Pama Merachm Akosim Kisai Befiv, one pasuk says that there was food in his mouth, meaning Shoyme Amrei B'Shailis. That Esav used to trick Yitzchak with Shailis. How do you tie salt? And how do you tie this? And how do you tie that? Upama Merachosim. And yet the pasuk says Hakol Kol Yaakov VaYedai Midai Esav. That Esav never mentioned the word of Hashem in his mouth, and Yaakov did. So. And he knew that Esav ain't Shem Shemayim Shagur Bifim. That by Esav, he didn't mention Hashem's name often. So, in other words, and again, contrary to public belief, without chassidus, that Esav fooled Yitzchak, which is a pretty sick thing to say, that the obvious, like Yitzchak Avinu, yeah, he wasn't blind, but he couldn't see, well, that he should be fooled by an Esav. I mean, come on, you're talking about the Ovis, who were mamish bottled to Hashem. Ach inyan, kihine, Esav, shusvina, the dahava. Esav, it says in Kabbalah, is the pseilis, the junk of the gold, agvor yitzchok, which is the mail of azov, akas, el pseilis, shalay yatsa Esav. Vereisha, the Esav, batufe, the yitzchok. Okay, so he says like this. It says in Kabbalah, that Avram is chesed, Yitzchok is gevura. Now, silver is whitish, silver is chesed. Gevura is gold. Now, Yitzchok therefore was gold. Now, Yitzchok created an Esav, so it's like the junk of the gold dust that's junk, that is the source of Esav. He says, Lahov in Yerusha, to understand what does it mean, the head of, like we know, even what the Gemara says in Satan, when they came to bury Yaakov Avinu, you know, and they didn't have the deed for the grave, and they sent Naphtali back to Eretz Yisrael. Meanwhile, Chushim ben Dan, who was deaf, anyway, he chopped off Esav's head, and it rolled next to the feet of Esav. Yeah? So everything's a Shkocha Pratis. That means there's a connection between the head of Esav and the feet of Yitzchak. The feet represents the lowest levels of Yitzchak. So he said, Lohavin in Yerusha, what does it mean the head of Esav? Hine, yesh, yud alef, samani akteiris. In the Akteiris, we say in every morning, twice in the morning and before Mincha. There's 11 spices of the Akteiris. Achad osa samanim hoyuva. Hatariv atziper. It corresponds with the 10 levels of evil. which is the chayis of kedusha hamechayis elu umezeh, which gives life to evil. Meaning, everything has to exist from Hashem. Okay, where do the 10 levels of evil exist from? From the 10 levels of kedusha, obviously, the way it comes down, all the way into evil. Like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, just like in kedusha, there's 10 tzviras. Kach yash mamish beklipa. Ha'arim yitzviras the kedusha. Okay, so just like in kedusha, there's 10. In evil, there's 10. An evil of 10, the 10 of evil sustained from the 10 of kedusha. But here we say there's 11 spices. One second. Ach bekedusha esev leitesha. In kedusha, like the expression in Zayah, there's 10 and not 9. Teish v'la yural. Okay, it says in Zayah that in kedusha there's 10, not 9, not 11. 10. That means 9 is klipa and 11 is klipa. But klipa and klipa is yural of some money actators. In klipa, there's 11 levels of klipa. Okay, he's going to explain this in a second. In kedusha, there's 10. That's why the ketores, yeah, one of them was called chelbana, that stunk. So that represents the concept of evil.
Not
fat. But... No. And, no, the Gemara just says chelbana reichai rad. It's a spice. Oh. It wasn't fat or skinny. It's a spice. So he says that in klipa there's 11 levels, and the 11 levels need to be transformed to kedusha. That's why in Basi Lagani, when the Friedrich Rebbe writes, and the Rebbe elaborates on it a lot, in Basi Lagani, the Friedrich Rebbe writes that the purpose of the Mishkan was transformed shtus of world to shtus of kedusha, sheker to kedush, all those, you know. So he says over there that the prime, and he says in parentheses, ubefrat maisa k'teiris. Especially the k'teiris was the concept of transformation from evil to kedusha. More than a regular carbon. Carbonists were taking animal, transforming it to kedusha, shtus of world to shtus of kedusha. But it says, ubefrat maisa k'teiris. Why was k'teiris more unique than carbonists in the transformation of evil to good? Because In the Ketores was this chelbana thing, the 11, one of the 11 is chelbana, that stunk, so that represents evil. And that was transformed to Kedusha in a way that there had to be 11 spices, and if one of them was missing, we say in Davidim, if you were missing one of the 11, he only brought 10 out of 11, you were killed. Meaning, even if you left out the chelbana, which stunk, which Bachal shouldn't have been there in Ketores to smell good, you know, junk in there. The answer is, because in Ketores is more revealed the aspect of transforming evil to Kedusha. Even more than the Karbanah. Karbanah was an animal. Okay, an animal. An animal is not the, so to speak, Shosh Satmeus. You know, it's Klipas Naiga. Chabana represents evil. There is in Kedusha, there's 10 levels. In 11, the concept of 11 is higher than the Ishtalshalus. But in the Ishtalshalus of Klipa, there's 11. Through the level of Chayis, Shinim Sheba Kedusha, through the Chayis that comes into Kedusha. Which is say we say in davening, Utzva Hashemayim Locha Mishtachvim. Right, all the planets, the stars, all the heavenly things are all completely bottled to Hashem. And that's why we find in the nature of them all, we say, Utzva Hashemayim Locha Mishtachvim. All the heavenly things bow to Hashem. Where do we see the sun, the moon, the stars bowing to Hashem? So we know scientifically that all the things come up in the east, like the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. The moon comes up in the east and sets in the west. Everything is east to west because the Shekhinah is b'mayiv. The Gemara says the Shekhinah is on the west side. So when the sun comes up in the morning and the east and goes like this, and sets in the west. He's actually bowing to Hashem. That's what it means. Simple pshat, by the way. Tzva Hashemayim l'chom mishtachavim. That they all, where do we sign the bow to Hashem? They're not going to made them, you know. What is it? It's they come up in the east and set in the west.